Maine's two largest utilities say they're doing everything they can to safely and quickly restore power to hundreds of thousands of customers still in the dark. During a press briefing today, they said they expect to make significant progress in the next day or two, but it could be Saturday before the work is close to being complete. Susan Sharon has more.
Mainers proved they were resilient during the infamous ice storm of 1998, when some customers were out of power for as long as 3 weeks. But back then, 347,000 homes and businesses were plunged into darkness. Sunday night's tropical storm knocked out power to nearly 500,000 across the state, and damage was unprecedented.
Folks, this storm was massive, as you know. It caused a larger number of power outages across the state than Ice Storm 98, which is amazing.
Peter Rogers is the acting director of the Maine Emergency Management Agency.
I'm happy to report that through years of training and exercise, working with our local partners, networking, this response has been much better and it's working very well.
By mid-afternoon Tuesday, the number of Central Maine power customers with outages was about 286,000, and the number of Emera customers had dropped below 60,000. CMP typically has about 200 line workers at its disposal, but company president and CEO Sarah Burns says planning for the recent storm began a week ago, and hundreds of reinforcements began arriving into Maine Tuesday morning.
Yesterday, we added another 100 line crews. Today, we are going to add over 600 line crews driving into Maine today, and another 300 tree crews and assessors. So we expect to make major progress today. We have mobilized hundreds behind everybody at CMP, and we will work around the clock.
Burns urged customers to be patient and to refrain from approaching line crews while they're working because it interrupts restoration efforts. Burns says most of CMP's customer service area should be back to normal in a few days.
We expect to have the vast majority of our customers on by Saturday night. And when I say vast majority, the exceptions could be those long camp lines where we go down a mile road to get to one house, and places that today we have no access to.
Emera is also expecting to have most of its customers back online by Saturday night. Company president and CEO Alan Richardson says helicopter assessments should provide a better idea of the extent of the damage in its service area. But he says progress is happening quickly.
Our thinking is perhaps as many as half back on today, 90% by, let's say, end of day Thursday, and then completing Saturday. So Saturday hopefully being the last day of the event for most people.
In the meantime, MEMA has been working to distribute generators to hospitals and other facilities that need them. Homeowners who have portable generators, says state toxicologist Andy Smith of the Maine CDC, are reminded to take the following precautions.
You need to make sure you know how to use it safely, you're following the instructions. It's outside if it's a portable generator, 15 feet away from the house. Single generator makes as much carbon monoxide as 100 automobiles. So we want to make sure everyone's safe and we don't have any poisonings.
During the January ice storm of 98, several people were admitted to the ER with carbon monoxide poisoning in the first few days of the event. But the weather is warmer this time of year, and officials say that seems to be helping customers and utility crews cope better with the aftermath of the storm. Still, to be on the safe side, they're also asking everyone to check on their friends and neighbors as the outages continue into a third day and beyond. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.